Tendencies, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Underlying tendencies, first. Mendicants, there are these seven underlying tendencies. What seven? The underlying tendencies of sensual desire, repulsion, views, doubt, conceit, desire to be reborn, and ignorance. These are the seven underlying tendencies. Underlying tendencies, second. Mendicants, the spiritual life is lived to give up and cut out these seven underlying tendencies. What seven? The underlying tendencies of sensual desire, repulsion, views, doubt, conceit, desire to be reborn, and ignorance. The spiritual life is lived to give up and cut out these seven underlying tendencies. When a mendicant has given up the underlying tendencies of sensual desire, repulsion, views, doubt, conceit, desire to be reborn, and ignorance, cut them off at the root, made them like a palm stump, obliterated them, so they are unable to arise in the future, they're called a mendicant who has cut off craving, untied the fetters, and by rightly comprehending conceit has made an end of suffering. A family. Mendicants, visiting a family with seven factors is not worthwhile, or if you've already arrived, sitting down is not worthwhile. What seven? They don't politely rise, bow, or offer a seat. They hide what they have. Even when they have much, they give little. Even when they have refined things, they give coarse things. They give carelessly, not carefully. Visiting a family with these seven factors is not worthwhile, or if you've already arrived, sitting down is not worthwhile. Visiting a family with seven factors is worthwhile, or if you've already arrived, sitting down is worthwhile. What seven? They politely rise, bow, and offer a seat. They don't hide what they have. When they have much, they give much. When they have refined things, they give refined things. They give carefully, not carelessly. Visiting a family with these seven factors is worthwhile, or if you've already arrived, sitting down is worthwhile. Persons. Mendicants, these seven people are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. What seven? The one freed both ways, the one freed by wisdom, the personal witness, the one attained to view, the one freed by faith, the follower of the teachings, and the follower by faith. These are the seven people who are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. A simile with water. Mendicants, these seven people found in the world are like those in water. What seven? One person sinks under once and stays under. One person rises up, then sinks under. One person rises up, then stays put. One person rises up, then sees and discerns. One person rises up, then crosses over. One person rises up, then finds a footing. One person has risen up, crossed over, and gone beyond, and that Brahmin stands on the shore. And what kind of person sinks under once and stays under? It's the kind of person who has exclusively dark, unskillful qualities. This kind of person sinks under once and stays under. And what kind of person rises up, then sinks under? It's the kind of person who, rising up, thinks, It's good to have faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom regarding skillful qualities. However, their faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom don't last or grow, but dwindle away. This kind of person rises up, then sinks under. And what kind of person rises up, then stays put? It's the kind of person who, rising up, thinks, it's good to have faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom regarding skillful qualities, and their faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom lasts, neither dwindling nor growing. This kind of person rises up, then stays put. And what kind of person rises up, then sees and discerns? It's the kind of person who, rising up, thinks, it's good to have faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom regarding skillful qualities. With the ending of three fetters, they're a stream enterer, not liable to be reborn in the underworld, bound for awakening. This kind of person rises up, then sees and discerns. And what kind of person rises up, then crosses over? It's the kind of person who, rising up, thinks, it's good to have faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom regarding skillful qualities. With the ending of three fetters and the weakening of greed, hate, and delusion, they're a once-returner. They come back to this world once only, then make an end of suffering. This kind of person rises up, then crosses over. And what kind of person rises up, then finds a footing? It's the kind of person who, rising up, thinks, it's good to have faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom regarding skillful qualities. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're reborn spontaneously. They are extinguished there, and are not liable to return from that world. This kind of person rises up, then finds a footing. And what kind of person has risen up, crossed over, and gone beyond? A Brahmin who stands on the shore. It's the kind of person who, rising up, thinks, it's good to have faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom regarding skillful qualities. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and they live, having realized it, with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. This kind of person has risen up, crossed over, and gone beyond. A Brahmin who stands on the shore. These seven people found in the world are like those in water. Observing impermanence. Mendicants, these seven people are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. What seven? First, take a person who meditates observing impermanence in all conditions. They perceive impermanence and experience impermanence. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. They've realized the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live having realized it with their own insight, due to the ending of defilements. This is the first person. Next, take a person who meditates observing impermanence in all conditions. Their defilements and their life come to an end at exactly the same time. This is the second person. Next, take a person who meditates observing impermanence in all conditions. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished between one life and the next. This is the third person. Next, take a person who meditates observing impermanence in all conditions. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished upon landing. This is the fourth person. Next, take a person who meditates observing impermanence in all conditions. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished without extra effort. This is the fifth person. Next, take a person who meditates observing impermanence in all conditions. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished with extra effort. This is the sixth person. Next, take a person who meditates observing impermanence in all conditions. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they head upstream, going to the Aconita realm. This is the seventh person. These are the seven people who are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. Observing suffering. Mendicants, these seven people are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. What seven? First, take a person who meditates observing suffering in all conditions. They perceive suffering and experience suffering. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. They've realized the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live, having realized it, with their own insight, due to the ending of defilements. This is the first person. Next, take a person who meditates observing suffering in all conditions. Their defilements and their life come to an end at exactly the same time. This is the second person. Next, take a person who meditates observing suffering in all conditions. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished between one life and the next. This is the third person. Next, take a person who meditates observing suffering in all conditions. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished upon landing. This is the fourth person. Next, take a person who meditates observing suffering in all conditions. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished without extra effort. This is the fifth person. Next, take a person who meditates observing suffering in all conditions. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished with extra effort. This is the sixth person. Next, take a person who meditates observing suffering in all conditions. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they head upstream, going to the Aconita realm. This is the seventh person. These are the seven people who are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. Observing not self. Mendicants, these seven people are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. What seven? First, take a person who meditates observing not self in all things. They perceive not self and experience not self. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. They've realized the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live, having realized it, with their own insight, due to the ending of defilements. This is the first person. Next, take a person who meditates observing not self in all things. Their defilements and their life come to an end at exactly the same time. This is the second person. Next, take a person who meditates observing not self in all things. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished between one life and the next. This is the third person. Next, take a person who meditates observing not self in all things. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished upon landing. This is the fourth person. Next, take a person who meditates observing not self in all things. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished without extra effort. This is the fifth person. Next, take a person who meditates observing not self in all things. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished with extra effort. This is the sixth person. Next, take a person who meditates observing not self in all things. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they head upstream, going to the Aconita realm. This is the seventh person. These are the seven people who are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. Extinguishment. Mendicants, these seven people are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. What seven? First, take a person who meditates observing the happiness in extinguishment. They perceive happiness and experience happiness. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. They've realized the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live, having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. This is the first person worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing the happiness in extinguishment. They perceive happiness and experience happiness. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. Their defilements and their life come to an end at exactly the same time. This is the second person. Next, take a person who meditates observing the happiness in extinguishment. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished between one life and the next. This is the third person. Next, take a person who meditates observing the happiness in extinguishment. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished upon landing. This is the fourth person. Next, take a person who meditates observing the happiness in extinguishment. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished without extra effort. This is the fifth person. Next, take a person who meditates observing the happiness in extinguishment. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished with extra effort. This is the sixth person. Next, take a person who meditates observing their happiness in extinguishment. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they head upstream, going to the Akanita realm. This is the seventh person. These are the seven people who are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. Qualifications for graduation. Mendicants, there are these seven qualifications for graduation. What seven? It's when a mendicant has a keen enthusiasm to undertake the training, to examine the teachings, to get rid of desires, for retreat, to rouse up energy, for mindfulness and alertness, to penetrate theoretically, and they don't lose these desires in the future. These are the seven qualifications for graduation.